The notion that Jews are the chosen people has been drilled into the minds of the masses all over the world. Gentiles have been brainwashed to believe that Jews hold some special place in God's heart above all other people and have some special role to play in the destiny of man. Nothing could be further from the truth, and I speak as a former Jew, now an Orthodox Christian. You see, Christian Zionists like John Hagee and Pat Robertson, who have this great love for the Jewish people.
And we have an exceptional opportunity at this time in history, and that is to stand and to speak for the nation of Israel, to speak truth about Israel and the Jewish people.
And believe me, the feeling is not mutual coming from Jewry. Use one Bible verse to justify their error that Jews are the chosen people. This is from Genesis, where God says to Abraham, "I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed." Now, Hagee and Robertson would have us believe that unless we bless the Jews, no matter what evil they do, then we're going to be cursed. And try telling the Palestinians, whose land has been stolen and its people murdered, and all the young American Gentile soldiers fighting wars for the Jews, from Iraq to Afghanistan, soon in Syria and Iran, if Jewry has its way, that Jews are blessing the nations, they'll laugh in your face. For the only ones getting blessed are the Jews themselves, and all the rest are getting cursed. St. Paul has made it very clear that they are not all Israel who are of Israel, that the true Israel is the church, both in the Old and New Testaments, and that the seed of Abraham are those that have been baptized into Christ. Period. End of story. But their tall tale goes on and continues from one installment to the next. You see, when I was a kid growing up in the synagogue in the 50s, we didn't hear much about the so-called Holocaust. And if we did, it was that only thousands of Jews perished in the German labor camps. As Jewish historian Jacob Marcus wrote in the Encyclopedia Britannica. But now, due to what Jewish dissenter Norman Finkelstein calls the Holocaust industry, that number has ballooned into a preposterous 6 million. And these mythic 6 million have been transformed into holy martyrs, replacing the true martyrs of the historic church. And the masses have been converted into Jewry's new religion, Holocaustianity. Holocaust con man Elie Wiesel, the high priest of Holocaustianity, preaches that those who forget the Jewish dead consign them to a second death.
To forget the dead would mean not only to betray them, but to give them a second death.
But the New Testament book of the Revelation says that those who are consigned to the second death are those who are doomed to hell for rejecting Jesus Christ as the Jewish Messiah. How in the world can those bound for hell be called the chosen people unless they accept Jesus Christ? Am I missing something here? Or is the myth of the chosen people yet another hoax spun by the self-chosen themselves and swallowed by countless thousands of Zionist Gentile dupes?